So what actually happens inside you during the self-realization process? Your kundalini rises from your sacrum bone up through the central channel, and as she enters the top chakra, which is called the Sahasrara chakra, and passes through the fontanel bone area of the skull, you may begin to feel cool vibrations like a breeze on your hands or head. Of course, you may also feel some warm or hot sensations too. This is the divine breeze that is mentioned in so many scriptures as the wind of the Holy Ghost. The body is then connected to the divine. The chakras are spinning wheels of energy that are easily affected by our excesses in life. When they are out of balance, they cause disharmony within our bodies. As the kundalini rises up to the fontanel bone area, she nourishes and heals the chakras in her path. The friction created by the kundalini trying to pass through the unbalanced chakra, as you can imagine, emits a lot of heat, which is why some people may feel some heat instead of cool when their kundalini is raised. Rest assured that this heat does not last, and with regular meditation it will clear. There are, of course, people that don't feel anything for a while, and this can be due to many factors, which again, if you meditate regularly, will gradually become clear to you. You see, when your kundalini is first raised, she is only like a few threads, but as you meditate, those threads become thicker and stronger, and she becomes more efficient at looking after you. In Sahasa Yoga, it is possible for you to become sensitive to your own chakras and also the chakras of others. This sensitivity can be experienced as vibrations on the hands, feet, and other parts of your body. If you refer to the pamphlet, you will see that the numbers or colors on the chakras correspond with the colors on the hand. So, if you feel, say, tingling on your little finger, then your heart chakra is out of balance or catching. Thus, we realize that in Sahasa Yoga, something actually happens. The experience itself is real and verifiable. And the experience does get stronger and stronger the more we meditate. By following the guided meditation later on with an open mind, you may experience with your self-realization, granting complete relaxation and peace. Again, this is an actual experience. Surprisingly, vibrations from the photograph of Shamataji awaken kundalini in the same way as from her person. And someone with their kundalini raised can also raise others' kundalinis.